Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday in Advent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
This strong call to repentance by St. John the Baptist has a mark in history and a mark in the Dominican Order. In history, this was used to stop slavery. And it was actually in the Dominican Order on this Sunday, this St. John the Baptist, the Dominican Order came to the New World. The Dominican Order actually came in 1510 and settled in this island where all the Spanish settlers were coming. And I want to tell you a little of the history, because this year we're kind of celebrating the Dominicans and our 800 years of this preaching mission. And I want to tell you even how the Dominicans did it. But even more so, we're celebrating this 800-year jubilee to renew our preaching mission ourselves. And then, especially here in this Catholic community, Father Xavier wants to invite you into that mission. So pay attention to how the Dominicans do it, because it's going to impact us. This first group of Dominicans came to the New World. Okay, we have to think of what's going on. This is a huge business venture. There was money to be made. You invest in this, you kind of go off to this business venture, and you can make a lot of money. And so they go, and there's this island that's so productive, and there's hopes of mines and all kinds of things. Now, we say that there were slaves there, but it doesn't look like slaves that we would think of slavery. People weren't chained up in prisons and chained up in households. It was just basically indentured laborers. Okay, it's a difficult situation. It was, what's happening here? Well, the Dominicans went there, and a group of them came, and they spent 1 year kind of observing what's happening. And at this time, there was not even, it was so new, this adventure, so new, there was not a church. So the Dominicans built a house, lived there, and had a simple place to celebrate Mass. And people would come on Sundays. And they spent about a year. Now, first of all, when you enter the Dominican Order, say whatever you've entered the order for. You want to be a priest, you want to serve God, you want to serve God's people. Great, you have to purify your intentions. You have to purify your intentions. It takes about a year just to kind of let go of things and do everything for Jesus. Go through that purification. I tell you, these Dominicans that came to the New World even went through this reform in the 1500s. There was a lot of things, get rid of corruption, get rid of these things that hold us back. And they kind of came from this, really do everything for Jesus. And so here they are now in this new world, and what's going on here? They took 1 year discerning this together, 1 year praying together, 1 year talking to the people, including the native people too. They actually learned from the native people how to subsist. They learned all the good things to grow in their gardens, so they knew how to live off the land. And you can actually see what's going to happen, how smart this was. They knew how to take care of themselves just by learning from the people. And then from talking to the people, they said, this truly is slavery. The way the people are being treated, this is not human dignity. And so they decided to preach using the John the Baptist, the call to repentance. This is slavery. What you are doing is wrong. Now, I'll just set up how difficult this is, because they preached in slavery and people went crazy. After Mass, they were ready to kill the preacher. And they actually came to the Dominican community the next day and they said, we want this preacher fired. Send him back to Spain. And the Dominican said, what he preached, we all preached. And in fact, as I said, they've been preparing this for 1 year together, talking about this, praying about this. And so it was actually the the superior for the community. And he said, we're going to have this Montesino, the Friar Montesino, preach this. He's the best preacher. He'll be able to get across the message. But he's doing it. And they decided as a community to preach this. And so they were not able to send him home. They said, well, we'll cut off all your money. We won't supply you with food anymore. And they lived off the land and they started fighting the laws against slavery and started fighting. Now, it's a sad story because money always wins. That power of money and influence, it's a struggle. They went around to different islands trying to beat all the corruption, and every place they go, they keep getting pushed out. But we can't give up. This is the call to repentance. This is a call that the Dominican Order does it first. The community. A community preaching. This is what we're celebrating, 800 years. Now, here in this Catholic community at Stanford, the priests here serving you are Dominicans. Father Xavier and I from the Order of Preachers. And that's our mission. Now, I think what Father Xavier brings is he doesn't want to just preach at you. He wants to preach with you. He wants to have you part of this mission. So we're taking our time. I want to come out and just, let me tell you what's wrong. Let me tell you. It's coming. But we want to have preaching that's not just us projecting. We want to impact this society. You know, I can't go out and preach in the dorms. People won't listen to me. I mean, it's not going to come across. I can't go into faculty meetings. I can't go out into companies here. I used to when I was a grad student. I used to have some influence. Now I don't have influence. Now you do. You can have that influence. But to have the influence, you can't just be, I mean, John the Baptist, he was a little crazy. He was kind of a nut out there preaching on his own. We need to do this with power. And power, the first thing is to be purified. The first thing is, like John the Baptist said, is make way for the Lord. You've probably heard us talking about it, to make these ways to encounter Christ. Make these ways to have Jesus, to be following him. We are going to be digging in more and more in this coming year. And as it happens, I'll just say one word of hope. I see one student just starts following the Lord, and someone, I have seen him change. I've seen this. It's wonderful to see him. And I told the other student, would you like to do that too? There's someone to help you have that same change. Oh, yes, I will. I'll do it. It starts impacting everyone. We start doing everything following Jesus. Once we have that, then we want to have a community all following Jesus. We start taking counsel together. What is it going on? Just like those group of Dominicans coming together in a community talking about what's going on. Should we preach about slavery? Which should we really? If we do this, there's going to be blowback. And we talk about it. Should we do it? Okay, we're going to do it together. Here's what I want to see. 1 year. By next Advent, by this Sunday, we come out preaching strong. Okay, give us a year to kind of everyone committing to following Christ. Start taking counsel together. What's going on? What are we going to address? What is the questions that we need to address? What are the real problems in your lives, in our society? And after that counsel, then we take action. Okay? Of course, our action is preaching. We'll take action. We'll start preaching about it. We'll start sharing about it, teaching about it. And your action, though, you're the ones who can affect that transformation. That is what we want to see, preaching as a community, preaching as a Catholic community in this way of the Dominican Order. We want to invite you to be part of that mission. And to do that, you have to make way for the Lord. St. John the Baptist said, make straight that path. If there's mountains in the way, hills in the way, tear them down. If there's valleys, raise them up. Make straight that path. What do you need to do to make way for the Lord? You know, there are obstacles in our life. There's things that we do that kind of hold us back. Oh, if I wouldn't do this, I could tear it down. This time of Advent is time for preparing more and more. And then there's some things to fill up. Think about that. What are some things, even some virtues that you would like to do? Ask, fill those up. And sometimes, don't think so big. Sometimes we just need some practical steps, too. You know, when I say something to tear down, start out small. Something small, like, instead of just being like, I'm too lazy all the time. How about Lord, help me just when my alarm clock goes off, not hit snooze three times. Just do that. Just get up when the alarm clock goes off. A little step, but that little step, I'm waking, doing this, Lord, and help me do it. On your own, just ask God for the grace to do it. Ask God to get you up in the morning and give you some time to pray. And then ask God for those graces, to have that energy to get up. Ask God to give you that energy. God wants to give you gifts. You ask for something like this. You ask for a virtue. Ask for something to be taken away that holds you back from following his son, Jesus. He'll give it to you. Here's what I'm asking for. You want to know my top Christmas gift? My top Christmas gift is I'm asking for this community of people, just a generation seeking Jesus, that it starts becoming infectious. A community seeking Jesus, taking counsel together, preaching that word, and effecting transformation in action. It's a big gift, I know. But the Lord wants to give us gifts. The Lord wants to give us gifts. Maybe I'll settle for 12, this Christmas, 12 more students, 12 more permanent community, 12 more graduate students committing to the Lord. But by next year, I want to receive that gift. What little step, what little gift do you want to ask for the Lord for this Advent season and perhaps for next year?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.